This Labor Day weekend, Stefan Navaretti packed his black 2003 Jetta wagon, hit the road, and drove west. Though it's only an 8-hour drive from Nelson to Squamish, he was already feeling the impending change of pace. In just over 2 days, the university student would be thrust back into the classroom and away from the long summer days spent outdoors with friends, often near fire, and sometimes in a tent. Although it sounds like a scene right out of an outdoor gear commercial, it wasn't. It was hard work, and the transition back to school was challenging.
It's one of the most stressful times of the year, actually, for me.
That was Stefan Navaretti. He, like many other students across the province, spends his summers as a wildfire firefighter.
The biggest culture shock I've ever had was going from firefighting to back to university, and it was just because like the lifestyle is so different, like literally polar opposites.
And this season, students like Navaretti accounted for up to an estimated 40% of the 1,000 or so seasonal personnel hired by the BC Wildfire Service. But they do it for a reason.
The money. It's my way to pay through school.
That was Elise Dubé, who has worked the last 3 seasons as an initial TAC crew member when she's not studying history at Quest University in Squamish. There's also another major perk of spending summers with the Wildfire Service: time outdoors.
What really attracted me to it was that like it's guaranteed like good hard work outside, where you get to do activities and things that you normally would never ever get to do. So things like flying around in helicopters to like fires, and then like hover exiting, like climbing out of a helicopter like while it's in a hover, and kind of getting sent all over the province to these fires, and working with like with a solid group of people. These are all the types of things that kind of attracted me to the job. And then of course the salary was also another factor. It was one way that I saw being able to help me pay for school. And also I saw it as like a good career, you know, if nothing ever does like come about once I am graduated from school, like if no other career opportunity comes about after university, then like firefighting is kind of like a pretty stable career choice as well. So it's a little bit of a safety net for me, I guess.
That was Navaretti. Students say the benefits of wildfire firefighting don't stop with good pay or time outdoors. It's also an opportunity to make friends and gain a deeper sense of purpose. But this means that the end of a summer contract can be bittersweet. Not only are they leaving their firefighting friends, there's also the sentiment, especially after a season like this past one, that saw more than 1.2 million hectares burn, that they're leaving too soon.
It's nuts because there's still a fire, and you are watching fire happen as you're driving away, and it feels a little bit funny to be going back to school when there's so much work still to be done.
That was Keenan Novak, whose end-of-season drive back to school took him through the heavily burnt Caribou region. Despite those feelings, the need to return to school still prevails. Although school dictates their lives most of the year, as soon as they don the orange hard hat, red work shirt, and dark blue pants, they shed their student identity. Now in uniform, they're firefighters, key components of the Wildfire Service. This is perhaps most evident at the unit or crew level each spring, when non-student crew members, who typically begin in March, greet the incoming students at the end of April or start of May.
It's really exciting. First of all, we haven't seen them in a long time, and we've spent a lot of time as a smaller group, so again, that new faces showing up is pretty exciting. And there's just a feeling of having those 20 people back together again. It's like your whole team is there, mm-hmm. and you're ready. You're ready to go. It doesn't feel quite complete when not everyone is there.
That was Ellie Bay, a member of the Talkwell Rangers, of which over a quarter were students this past record-setting season. But returning the following season is never a guarantee. For most seasonal wildfire firefighters, the spring transition back to physical work is a challenge.
To get your job back, you have to pass a fitness test.
That was Stefan Navaretti. And the training can be even harder for women.
So it's interesting. I'm a very short female. And I think for the fitness test specifically, that's being short in general is kind of a detrimental, or at least it's a harder test to do. And whereas, like, I have a lot of my guy firefighting friends, you know, if they don't work out all year, they can still do the fitness test. It might suck. It might be like shitty day for them, but they'll pass, you know, whereas like I don't have that luxury. So it's definitely because we have the exact same requirements and I carry the same weight as everybody else. I think that's a really good thing because I think women in this job, especially like they want more females to be involved in firefighting. So they'll accept some more females, maybe not more, but they'll accept females on a, like an easier basis to boot camp, though we have the same requirements for the fitness test and boot camp, like for the interview and stuff, they're more likely to push you through. And so I think because of that, a lot of guys have this idea that we're getting it because we are women, not because we deserve it. So I think if the fitness requirements were different, that would just like further alienate guys and girls from this job. And I mean, of course, that doesn't, like, they're not going to expect on the fire line a girl who's, like, if we're trying to put a fire out, they're not always going to expect me to, like, a 5'1" short girl, like, to be carrying the 65-pound pump, like, all the way by myself for, like, 5-10K into, like, up a mountain, you know? Like, it's reasonable once you're in the job. And, yeah, we still carry a lot, but it's, you know, you play on people's strength.
That was Dubay again. But for students trapped at desks two-thirds of a year, it's even worse. Not only must they be writing their end-of-term papers and exams, they also need to be preparing themselves physically. For students going into their first season, the task of physical preparation is made slightly easier. It starts with a mandatory boot camp that teaches the recruits the ins and outs of wildfire firefighting. For veteran student firefighters, it's a little bit harder. They have to train on their own time, in a gym, or, much like in the fall transition, through outdoor activities like running, hiking, and climbing. Once the training hurdle is cleared, there's one last obstacle the students must face. The stresses of making the quick, often single weekend transition away from the classroom and into the field. Just like the fall transition, the spring transition brings excitement.
I'm usually just stoked to go back and get out there again, be spending all my time outdoors and seeing the coworkers that are my good friends.
That was Novak again. So while the province and the federal government figure out how to pay the $750 million bill from last season, Stefan Navaretti, Elise Dubay, and Keenan Novak already know how they're going to help pay for next year's tuition.